RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Listeners, welcome to the news. Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesia's diasporas are middle class, educated and achievers. Anticipating terror, Home Affairs Minister asked to reactive neighborhood security system. Now the news in detail. Chairman of Indonesia Diaspora Network Global Dino Patijalal said that Indonesia diaspora are Bhinneka or diverse. The spirit of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika or unity in diversity in Indonesia is brought to the world, Dino said in the opening remarks of the 4th Indonesian Diaspora Congress held in Jakarta on Saturday, July 1, 2017. He also mentioned that Indonesia diaspora is a low-profile person and does not like to boast. Many Indonesia diasporas have excellent achievements. Most of Indonesia diasporas are the middle class, educated, with great assets, achievements and potential. According to him, what is needed now is the synergy among the Indonesia diaspora. What has changed now is the need for synergies. This has happened in recent years. We need a different approach. Nowadays, whatever your passport, whether Indonesian or foreign citizens, as long as in your heart there is a blood of love for Indonesia, you are also part of the big family of Indonesia across Indonesia. Dino further explained, many consider the Indonesia diaspora is a brain drain, namely a group of wealthy and educated people who choose to leave Indonesia. However, according to Dino, Indonesia diaspora is part of the global network of Indonesia that exists around the world. Indonesia diaspora is willing to assist Indonesia through its networks. Indonesia diaspora has a mission to build Indonesia together with people in the country both in economic and cultural aspects. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo asked to reactive neighborhood security system or siskamling in villages after visiting two personnel of the Mobile Brigade or BRIMOB in Jakarta Police Hospital on Saturday. Cahyo Kumolo stated that it has to be done to anticipate the acts of terror that often occurs in the capital city. We want to reactivate the neighborhood security system or siskamling. The people must do siskamling. It must be reactivated in the neighborhood levels. If there is a newcomer, his or her data should be recorded and their local police chief must communicate with him because the people must receive good security. Cahyo Kumolo also called on all village apparatuses in Indonesia to monitor every suspicious movement of their citizens. Governor to the head of the village need to monitor their citizens. If there is a suspicious citizen, they should coordinate with the local police chief to keep the community security safe. Earlier on Friday evening, 13 June, a man stepped two Mobile Brigade police personnel at Jakarta Police Headquarters. Previously, a terror also hit the capital on May 28, 2017 in the crowds of Kampung Melayu Bus Terminal East Jakarta, killing police personnel. The fourth Indonesian Diaspora Congress held at the main hall of Kota Kasablanka, Jakarta on Saturday became special because it was attended by thousands of participants from dozens of countries. In addition, this year's Diaspora Congress also featured the 44th President of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama. In his speech, Obama admitted he established a good relationship with the President of Indonesia, Joko Widodo. Barack Obama praised the performance of President Joko Widodo, who clearly put forward the progress of the nation, one of them through infrastructure development in the country.
Yesterday, I also had an opportunity to meet with your president. When we worked together, I always found Joko Widodo to be a man of quiet but firm integrity, somebody who sincerely wants to do what's right for all Indonesia. And I was pleased to hear about the work that he continues to prioritize for Indonesia, including infrastructure, economic development, investing in human capital, and providing opportunity for all Indonesians. And I told Joko Widodo that I wanted to visit Indonesia on my first trip to Asia as the former president, because I really believe in the future of this country. And in particular, I believe in the young people of this country and the young people throughout Southeast Asia.
Barack Obama hoped all the people, not only in Indonesia but also in different parts of the world, to turn fear into hope and a new dream that leads to progress. The fourth Indonesian Diaspora Congress was also attended by officials such as ministers from the Indonesian Working Cabinet, cadres of political parties at the House of Representatives, and officials from local government. Previously, the initiator of Indonesian Diaspora, Dino Pati Jalal, said that anyone who are passport holders from foreign countries could also be part or members of the Indonesian diaspora as long as in their blood still has a spirit and a love for Indonesia. Dino Pati Jalal added that the diaspora in the future must foster synergy and global network in many countries because Indonesian diaspora are not only in Indonesia. Former United States President Barack Obama delivered his remarks at the opening of Indonesian Diaspora Network Global Congress in Jakarta Saturday, July 1. In his 30-minute remarks, Obama expressed his feeling towards Indonesia, where he spent 2 years of his childhood.
And as I said when I visited Jakarta as president, Indonesia bagian dari diri saya. I've been here many different times over the years. As I mentioned, first as a boy who was welcomed by neighbors, played in the streets, the kampung, Menteng Dalam. And as a president, we worked to deepen the ties between our two great democracies. And now as a citizen who carries a great fondness for this place. Over the last 8 days, I've had a chance to see beautiful temples and natural treasures and rich religious diversity that is such an important part of the fabric that holds Indonesia together. We just came from Yogyakarta, a place where my mother worked, where Maya lived, and we were able to see the amazing wonders of Prambanan, Borobudur, and yes, I have been eating a lot. Everywhere I go, people yell at me, they go, "Hey, Sate, Obama! Kepe! Nasi goreng!" And so I've been eating a lot. Although I'm still looking for some things that I haven't had a chance, like es cendol, es kelapa muda. I haven't had those yet, but I still have a day. So I'm gonna, this afternoon I'm going to see if I can.
Speaking at the Indonesian Diaspora Network Global Congress opening has become Obama's first speech in Asia after he completed his presidency in January 2017. Obama explained that the visit is a very special one because he brought his family. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said that Indonesian diaspora is an asset of the nation. On the sidelines of the Indonesian Diaspora Congress held in Jakarta on Saturday, July 1, Retno Marsudi hoped that Indonesia's relations with Indonesian diaspora abroad can be more intense. She hoped that Indonesia can be a partner with the Indonesian diaspora to build the nation. According to Minister Retno, Indonesia has learned from the diaspora of other countries like China or India that have helped to build their nation's economy.
Harapan kita tentunya diaspora Indonesia ini kuat.
Our hope, of course, Indonesia's diaspora is strong and solid, and with its strength and robustness, the Indonesian diaspora can partner with the Indonesian government to build Indonesia. Once more, what we want is a solid diaspora because it is the nation's asset. Retno Marsudi further explained that the Indonesian government has new policies for the Indonesian diaspora. She targeted next month the government will launch Indonesian Diaspora Card. With this card, there will be easiness to be given to the Indonesian diaspora. This diaspora card is voluntary and is not required. At the first Indonesia Diaspora Congress, there are various important issues discussed, including culinary diplomacy of Indonesia, cultural diplomacy, tolerance and dual citizenship. Retno explained that there are millions of Indonesian diaspora working in various professional sectors. The political tension that has been heating up since the regional head election is considered to threaten the tolerance and harmony of religious communities in Indonesia. Director of the Interfaith Dialogue for Asia-Pacific Vatican Father Markus Solo Kumuta said, although the tension occurs, he believes the people will return to peace. In a panel discussion at the 4th Indonesia Diaspora Congress in Jakarta Saturday, July 1, he said Indonesia is a very tolerant country. He believes no matter how chaotic the people of Indonesia are, they will surely reconcile and live in peace. Since joining the Vatican's policy 10 years ago, he believes that Indonesia has been known as an example of religious tolerance. Indonesia has been a model, a very good example of religious tolerance for decades. In the West, especially the Vatican, is interested in Indonesia, especially the contribution of Indonesia in maintaining diversity, so that people of various religions, various cultures can live side by side peacefully with prosperity. Father Markus further explained to maintain tolerance and harmony of religious communities, Indonesia can make further efforts. One of the things that can be done, according to him, is to include education related to tolerance and harmony in the curriculum. In addition, the destruction of books containing intolerance also needs to be done. The last item. A Hollywood actor, Yoshi Sudarso, admitted he has learned many things through the 4th Diaspora Congress held in Jakarta. On the sidelines of the Congress, on Saturday, July 1, 2017, Diaspora Indonesia from the United States said he was happy to meet with other Indonesian diaspora. He did not think that there are so many Indonesian diaspora in various parts of the world with the same mission, namely to build Indonesia. Yoshi explained while in the United States, he has no one to talk in Indonesian. Therefore, it was great for him to be present at the Diaspora Congress and discover that there were many people of Indonesian descent like him. He also praised Indonesia's highly developed development in the past 2 years.
Since 2 years ago, things have changed so much and the malls are amazing. But I think it's really, really cool to see everything. I mean, there, the traffic. The traffic. I heard it's being worked on, that you guys are getting a subway, so it's really, really cool to hear that. I'm really excited for all the people that are like growing up, all the young people that are pushing for you know, civil rights and equality, and it's kind of a, it's progressed so much in just the last few years.
Yoshi Sudarso further explained, since moving to America in 1997, he often visits Indonesia. Next month, he will return to visit Indonesia to attend Popcorn Asia event. Yoshi Sudarso is known for playing the Blue Ranger in the Power Rangers Dino Charge series. In addition, he starred in numerous films and television series such as The Maze Runner, Bellman, Unusual Business, and Most Wanted. Well, listener, it was the news.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with July the 2nd, 2004. Mokhtar Lubis dies. Mokhtar Lubis is a prominent journalist and author from Indonesia. He co-founded the Antara News Agency, then set up and headed the band Indonesia Raya Daily. He founded the literary magazine Horizon or Horizon together with his friends. During the Sukarno administration, he was imprisoned for nearly 9 years and was released in 1966. In prison, he wrote Subversive Notes in 1980. He was president of the Press Foundation of Asia, a member of the International Association for Cultural Freedom Board, and a member of the World Futures Studies Federation. Turning to July the 2nd, 2010. An oil truck explosion in Congo killed 240 people. The explosion of an oil truck in South Kivu occurred on July 2, 2010 in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A tanker truck from Tanzania overturned in the village of Sange in South Kivu and exploded. This incident resulted in at least 230 people killed and 166 others injured. The tanker was overturned in the village of Sange near the Congo-Burundi border. Omalanga Mende, Minister of Communication of Democratic Republic of Congo, claiming that the tanker truck tried to overtake a bus, but a local police officer reported that the driver was traveling at an excessive pace. Let's end today in history with July the 2nd, 2013, Aceh earthquake. On July the 2nd, 2013, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake shook Aceh province on the Indonesian island of Sumatra. This quake killed 39 people and injured more than 400 people. More than 3,000 houses were destroyed. A government aircraft and helicopter were sent to help the local police and army in rescue efforts. Many roads were damaged by earthquakes or landslides, hampering rescue efforts. The absence of electricity and cellular phone signals make it difficult to communicate outside. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Spotlight of the Week. This time it's entitled Pursuing Targeted Tourists, Tourism Ministry Launches Festive Homecoming Program 2017. Lebaran holiday is one of the most eagerly awaited momentum by the Ministry of Tourism to increase the number of tourists as an effort to reach the target of 275 million tourists traveling the archipelago and 20 million foreign tourist arrivals in 2019. Target achievement of foreign and domestic tourists is a direct mandate of President Joko Widodo to be implemented in order to develop the tourism sector of Indonesia. Repeating the success of Lebaran Tourism Promotion Program last year, the Ministry of Tourism launched a breakthrough program with hashtag Mudik Penuh Pesona or Festive Homecoming Program in order to promote tourism destinations' potentials to be explored by tourists. Tourism Minister Arif Yahya in Jakarta on Tuesday, June the 27th, as quoted from Setka Page, said the 2017 Lebaran holiday moment was very effective to attract tourists in large numbers after declining during Ramadan. In addition, Arif Yahya added Lebaran holiday 2017, which was long enough, is a very potential opportunity to be utilized as a quality family holiday time. To pamper tourists, the ministry offers reference attractions in several destinations. Mudik Penuh Pesona is an extension program of Lebaran Holiday Package Service that aims to make it easier for travelers to look for references of tourist destinations to be explored during the long Lebaran holiday period. Like the successful hashtag Pesona Lebaran program campaign last year, this hashtag Mudik Penuh Pesona program will specifically provide information about attraction in destinations such as events during Idul Fitri, each special occasion, and interesting age souvenirs. The service is very easily accessible in various search engines simply by writing Mudik Penuh Pesona. Tourist destinations will be immediately available. Minister Arif Yahya said the selection of this program is an effort of the ministry to promote tourist destinations that are possibly can only increase sharply every once a year, namely when the moment of Lebaran comes. That is the reason behind the launching of hashtag Mudik Penuh Pesona program to introduce potential homecoming tourist destinations scattered throughout Indonesia, including Aceh, Medan, Padang, Palembang, Jakarta, Bandung, Yogyakarta, Semarang, Pekalongan, Surabaya, Banyuwangi, Tanjung Kelayang, Bunaken, Raja Ampat, and Wakatobi. Moreover, on this occasion, the Ministry of Tourism also empowers netizens, the general public, and tourism lovers community in each region to promote the region. To ensure the success of this Mudik Penuh Pesona program, the Ministry has long coordinated with the Head of Region and Head of Tourism Department of related area so that tourism potential can be promoted and the service of domestic tourists can be maximized. Well, that was Spotlights of the Week On pursuing targeted tourist, Tourism Ministry launches Festive Homecoming Program 2017.
Listener, welcome to the news in brief. Chairman of Indonesia Diaspora Network Global Dino Patijala said that Indonesia diaspora are Bhinneka or diverse. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyo Kumolo asked to reactive neighborhood security system in villages. The 4th Indonesian Diaspora Congress held at the main hall of Kota Kasablanka, Jakarta, Saturday 1st July 2017 became special because it was attended by thousands of participants from dozens of countries. Barack Obama praised the performance of President Joko Widodo, who clearly put forward the progress of the nation, one of them through infrastructure development in the country. Former United States President Barack Obama delivered his remarks at the opening of Indonesian Diaspora Network Global Congress in Jakarta Saturday, July 1. In his 30-minute remarks, Obama expressed his feeling towards Indonesia, where he spent 2 years of his childhood. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi said that Indonesian diaspora is an asset of the nation. Vatican says Indonesia a model of religious tolerance. The political tension that has been heating up since the regional head election is considered to threaten the tolerance and harmony of religious communities in Indonesia. Director of the Interfaith Dialogue for Asian Pacific Vatican Father Marcus Solakuta said, although the tension occurs, he believes the people will return to peace. A Hollywood actor, Yoshi Sudarso, admitted he has learned many things through the 4th Diaspora Congress held in Jakarta. He praised development in Indonesia that developed in the past 2 years. Well, listener, that was the news in brief.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve.
I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Although Idul Fitri or Lebaran has passed, but in Indonesia, 6 days after Idul Fitri, people would celebrate another Idul Fitri called Lebaran Ketupat. Today, I will take you to Pasuruan to celebrate Lebaran Ketupat, which is usually accompanied by Skilot tradition. So stay tuned in RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Welcome Lebaran Ketupat, people in Tambak Lekok Village, Lekok Sub-District Pasuruan Regency, regularly hold ski lot or ski race in the mud in a former pond area. This tradition has been going on for generations, and every year it is held 7 days after the Idul Fitri or on the feast of Ketupat or Lebaran Ketupat. The tradition of skilot, which is also a folk festivity of Tambak Lekok village, is held as a form of gratitude for God's blessing in the form of abundant sea catch. This activity is also a place of community silaturahmi or get-together, and also an effort to promote coastal tourism and coastal community culture. This tradition originally stemmed from the local fishermen's habit of looking for crabs and shells by using board. The location of this skilot tradition is on the coast near Lekok Beach, Lekok Sub-District, Pasuruan, precisely on Samadi Ponds. Skiing in English means surfing, while lot in Madurese is short for celot, which means mud. So when combined with ski and lot, ski lot will mean surfing in the mud. Participants must compete in speed over the mud by using a 1-meter-long wooden board with a width of 0.5 meters. This event became the most eagerly awaited event by Lekok villagers. Participants of the ski lot are not only adult men, but often there are women and children. Participants must board the skateboard in a squatting position, and 1 foot must remain in the mud as a propulsion as it is progressing. In the skilot, participants while surfing should be able to catch crabs, catfish, and eels. For the winner, there is a very interesting prize. To enliven the skilot competition, usually there is a kind of fancy fair and dance art performances. Visitors can enjoy the fair and watch the skilot of contest comfortably because the skilot is not held on the beach side of the muddy beach but at the edge of the pond. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today, featuring Skilot of Pasuruan is Java. Tomorrow, I'll meet you again in another topic. Bye now.
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, welcome to our regular program, Miss Lenny. Today's topic is the origin of homecoming or mudik, so stay tuned. Listener, Indonesia is a country with the largest Muslim population in the world. No wonder, the nuances of Muslim celebration are always felt almost in all corners of the archipelago. One of them is Eid al-Fitr. Although only celebrated for 2 days a year, many people enthusiastically welcome it with various activities and traditions. One of the activities to welcome Eid al-Fitr or Lebaran that only exists in Indonesia is homecoming or mudik. Mudik is one of the activities that become the annual agenda of Indonesian people ahead of Eid al-Fitr or Lebaran. The large number of those going back to their hometowns reach millions of people, making the government always busy preparing various things for the smoothness and safety of the travelers. In addition, the flow of homecoming also becomes the news in the various media. Actually, what is the origin of mudik or homecoming in Indonesia? There are various speculation about the origin of the word mudik. Kamus Besar Bahasa Indonesia or Large Indonesian Dictionary defines mudik as the going back to the home of origin. In addition, some people think that mudik or homecoming comes from the word hik or udik, which means south or village. Then, there is also the opinion that mudik is an abbreviation derived from the Ngoko Java language, which is mulih dilih, which means to go home for a while. Although many options about the origin of the word mudik, but must have the same meaning, that is to go home. Besides its name, the history of the commencement of mudik tradition is also diverse. Some argue that the tradition of going home has been known since the era of Majapahit Kingdom. At that time, the nomads returned to their hometown, but not to celebrate Eid, but to clean the graves of their ancestors. The cleansing of the tomb is done because they believe the activity can give them security and sustenance. In addition, some also consider the tradition of going home began in 17th century Batavia. Gajah Mada University historian Joko Suryo revealed at the end of the colonial era, many people went to Batavia. Then, when Lebaran arrived, they returned to their respective homes. On the other hand, there is also the opinion that Lebaran was newly developed in Indonesia around the 1970s. At that time, there was considerable urbanization to Jakarta, which was the only city in Indonesia that experienced rapid development. The purpose of migrants is to find a better job. Those who managed to get a job at that time got a long vacation just during Lebaran. So, the long vacation was finally used by the workers to return to their hometown. Even to this day, the same thing still happens. Many people went and live in various big cities in Indonesia every year and then reunite to their respective homes when Lebaran arrives. Listener, that was Miss Lenny for today's featuring the origin of mudik or homecoming. We will meet again with another interesting topic. Goodbye!
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah. All scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters and emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani in Pakistan. In his email, Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani said that Voice of Indonesia is a very good radio station. He is a new listener. Hello, Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. Welcome to Voice of Indonesia's Listeners Club. Your name will be entered in our listeners' list as your request. We will send our KSL card to your address. Please be patient to wait for it. So keep listening to our broadcast, Mr. Shahnawaz Jiskani. We are looking forward to receiving your email and reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. listener, now we will replay an email from Azam Ali Somro, also in Pakistan. Mr. Azam Ali Somro sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, he told us that May 17th, he listened to our broadcast from 400 hours to 445 hours UTC via English program live streaming. Hello, Mr. Azam Ali Somro. Thank you for your email with the detailed reception report. In your email, you told the program of our English live streaming program starting from the opening to the end of the program. Very detailed. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. As your suggestion, we always keep trying to give our best presentation. So please give your criticism and suggestion to our broadcast for our improvement. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Okay.
Sebulan kita berpuasa menahan lapar dahaga, tercipta rasa keindahan Tuhan berikan nikmatnya. Amarahku, amarahmu terhapus bahagia, tercipta rasa keindahan Tuhan berikan nikmatnya. Hari yang kita nantikan, hari yang kita impikan, hari yang kita banggakan, hari yang kita
listeners mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. Mr. Riaz Ahmad was listening to our broadcast on 18th of May at 1600 hours to 1700 hours UTC, and reception was excellent 55555. He listened to our program that was jointly broadcast with RRI Samarinda. Assalamualaikum, Mr. Riaz Ahmad. Thank you for always being our regular listener. Your reception report is always detailed, so we know how our broadcast can be received in your country. Thank you very much. So please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. Actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again. Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. And listener, we have announced Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2017. We have selected 10 winners who are lucky to visit Indonesia in May 2017. And for you who have not got a chance to win the quiz, don't worry, we are holding another quiz. It is open for our listeners around the world. So don't miss it and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And listener, regarding Eid Idul Fitri festivity, which falls today, Sunday, 25th June 2017, on behalf of Voice of Indonesia, I would like to say happy Eid to all of our listeners wherever you are. May this Ramadan give blessings to all of us and we are able to meet Ramadan again next year. We would like to say thank you for listeners who have sent their greetings on Eid al-Fitri. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika, thank you for listening and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Satu lagu dari Ambit Bin A. Yuk mari kita dengerin semuanya.
Lebarannya sudah tiba. Yo, salam salaman. Lebarannya sudah datang. Yo, maaf maafan di hari Idul Fitri. Silaturahmi berkumpul bersama sama. Sana family. Lebarannya sudah tiba. Yo, salam salaman.
Kalau ane punya banyak kesalahan, mohon dimaafkan, mohon dimaafkan, mohon dimaafkan, mohon dimaafkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.